Noel Sands there, joining us on the phone to chat all things cycling, as we usually do. Noel, of course, along with Paul and Judy from Sands Jewellers in Hargraves Mall in Bendigo. Noel, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. Hey, let's start off with the announcement of the Cyclist of the Year last night.
Yeah, it was on the weekend. It was very interesting. They had a simulcast type thing with Matthew Keenan doing it on Oz Cycling's Facebook and on your computer, whatever you call that. I don't know what it's called. some sort of telecast, whatever. What would you call that, Robbo?
Yeah, I don't know. Live streaming, live, mate. Live streaming. Yes.
Live stream. That's the word we're after. The live stream was really good. Anyway, interesting. All the names were put up. But Logan Martin, the BMX gold medalist from the Olympics, he won the Cyclist of the Year and he won the CU Bidopperman Award, which is a pretty prestigious thing to win.
Yeah.
And to the best cyclist in the nation for this year. It was well-deserved too. Like, he was fantastic at the Olympics, Logan Martin.
Oh, yeah, amazing. Absolutely. And shows again the spread of the types of cycling now that is being recognised as well and that we're having success with. That's great.
Well, that's finally happened, Robert. It took a long time. Like, years ago, BMX would never have got in there, ever, or mountain bikes or anything, or even women's cycling at one stage. And things are being opened right up now, and it's good. It's embracing all sorts of cycling, whether it's gravel racing, track, road, BMX, anything, really. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
You get a bit of a wider spread of cycling.
The Melbourne Cup on wheels happened over the weekend as well, and a good performance, first of all, by a couple of the senior riders from the Bendigo area.
Yeah, Alessia McCabe came a very close second in the Women's Melbourne Cup on Wheels. And Ned Pollard was third. I think Ned might have been second last year, so he's knocking on the door. He's getting there every year, Ned. He was third. But in the under-17 Women's Melbourne Cup on Wheels, this is quite an amazing stat. First was Lucy Hall from Bendigo. Second was Lilith Jones from Bendigo. Third was Hayley Jack from Bendigo. And fifth was Milana Freer from Bendigo. Not a bad roll up there.
Hell's bells. Yeah, that is fantastic. Amazing. Well done to them. Congratulations. And again, as I always point out, congratulations to, I guess, the infrastructure for cycling here that it's helping to produce kids like that. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, it's good to see that parents are getting behind their kids and taking them to Melbourne for all these races because it's important.
Mm.
And these races have got a lot of history, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
Like, that race has been going for 85 years, the Melbourne Cup on Wheels. Like, for a long time, it was only one race, just a men's Melbourne Cup on Wheels, but now there's a women's race and there's junior races too, so it's all changing. It's good, I reckon. All steps in the right direction.
Certainly is. And last night, mountain bike, Spring Gully.
I didn't go, but I've been told there was a huge turn-up of riders at Spring Gully last night. I get a lot of people out there, Rob, but they've had, I think in the last 2 years, their highest attendance on Tuesday night was 163 participants. I don't know how many were there last night. We'd say 100. Whatever, looked pretty populous from the pictures that I was shown. So good. Good to see mountain bikes going really well in Bendigo.
I like watching mountain bikes when they're going downhill, but when they're going up, hell's bells, it looks like hard work. It just looks shocking.
Oh, yeah. It looks like really hard work. I don't know whether you've been watching, Robbo. We're at Van Aert. He's a guy we talk about all the time on the Tour de France. He's one of the best cyclocross riders in the world. And he's been dominating cyclocross over in Europe, and they show him running up these hills, carrying his bike across his shoulder, and he's covered in mud. You can't even see his eyes. And I think, oh, that's a hard sport. And they get on the bike, and they're flying down these sandy hills flat out, and they've got to run up, you know, treed, rocky hills. Looks pretty hard work.
So it defeats the purpose, mate. You get a bike so you don't have to walk and run. So then you've got to carry it up a hill. Jesus.
It's extremities, Robbo. You know, people want to live on the edge with sport.
Yeah.
Before we go, Robbo, we've got some pretty important racing coming up here in Bendigo and surrounding districts, December 28th, 29th and 30th. They're the Christmas carnivals, the track carnivals.
Yeah.
And they've been going a long time and they've normally been pretty big. I don't know how they go this year with COVID. Hopefully they'll be back bigger and better as we speak. I do the commentary at them, so I'm pretty well involved with them. The first day will be the Castlemaine one on the 28th, then Bendigo's on the 29th, and then Shepparton's the last one on the 30th. And they're going to have that. What's the word we're talking about before? Live streaming?
That's the one, mate.
We're after.
Listen to you,
that's
go tech boy. Streamed. Hey.
That's going to be live streamed by Oz Cycling the last day at Shepparton. So that'll be interesting. Get my gig on the on the laptop, so it'll be nice.
Fantastic.
So we wanted to just ask people to get their entries in and support these carnivals, otherwise they can't keep going ahead, Robbo. But yeah. No, everything's good.
Lovely stuff. Hey, Noel, thanks for all your help this year. I know it's been a shocker in many respects with all the disruptions and what have you, but it's still going. We're still above ground. That's always a good thing. And thanks for everything, mate. You have a lovely Christmas and a great new year. And we'll be back week commencing the 10th, and we'll have a chat to you then.
And one of our highlights was we went to the Open Garden, Robbo. That was a big show.
We did. Bumped into the great Noel Sens out at the Itchy Palms Garden. Had a good look around there. Paul's motorbikes on display and Judy's garden. Just brilliant stuff. So, yeah, rocking and rolling for sure. So, mate, have a great Christmas and thanks for everything, Noel.
You too, Robbo. Have a good one. We'll catch up. Thank you.
All the best. Noel Sens, Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo, and our cycling expert. There we go.